Afternoon, Gerhard.
Hello, Sean. Many greetings from Munich.
Nice to have you on the show. Now, obviously, many people have looked at the moon landings before and found inconsistencies. Could you give us maybe a couple of examples of what you find suspicious about the moon landing?
Yes, it's very difficult to start because there are so many inconsistencies that you even don't know where to start here. For example, a very huge field of research is the photographic material from the moon. There are many, many inconsistencies there. You see, for example, models out of paper or aluminium foil. You see wrong shadows, shadow casting. You even see a sun which is about 100 times bigger than the sun on the Earth, and so on. And these are very, very serious inconsistencies which you have to imagine here when you deal with this moon landing subject.
Now, as well, your contention is that the moon landings were faked. Your contention also is that much of what the USSR did was also faked.
Yes, I think that these two powers had common interests, you know, and the subject was identity building for the own people in the two large blocks. And they needed the space adventures to build this identity up. You must imagine that the Soviet Union, but also the USA, or the US Empire, were a sort of splattered state buildings or states with different identities, and so they need very, very large national heroes to build this national identity up, and this was one of the purposes of the space programs.
But there were, we're told that billions of dollars were spent on the space program. Where did all that money go?
This is a very good question, Sean, because if you imagine that the whole thing was faked or staged maybe in a hangar or hangars of NASA, you can imagine that that only a very short part of these $130 billion would have been spent really in technical installations or something, and the large rest maybe went into some dark canals or something.
I mean, as well as that, there is Cape Kennedy in Florida. There are Saturn V rockets which you can go and see. How did they keep it quiet, seeing that so many people were involved
You don't need to involve so many people. There's always a number, I think 300,000 people or something, or 250,000 people who worked on the moon program. But you must imagine that these are technicians or people who sewed the clothes for the astronauts or something. These people just made what they were told, you know. So they had no idea of the whole planning of the program or something. This was not necessary.
The astronauts themselves. I mean, if I was going around the world for the rest of my life pretending I'd landed on the moon, you'd think that you'd feel a bit of a fraud.
The problem is this, that all the astronauts were military personnel, so they were committed to the mechanisms of order and so on, and secret keeping, and they were. I don't think that they would tell the people some of their secrets just if they want to do so.
And now, you also think that there may have been activity in space that we don't know about. Is that the case?
Yes, I think so. I think that some space missions, some so-called peaceful space missions, were only a cover-up for military purposes. Even now with the space shuttle, there were some examples for these mechanisms that space shuttle missions were dedicated to peaceful means, but in fact the data from these missions were also used in military for military purposes.
And so do you think that there are things up in space that we don't know about? Are there weapons up in space?
Yes, it's possible, Sean, because you don't know. There are always two parts of the story, especially if you have military stories. The one part is that what the military tells the public, and the other part is that what happens really. And there, between these two parts or versions is every time a more or less large gap.
So do you think that they decided not to go? Was it the case, do you think, that at one point NASA said, we're going to try and put a man on the moon, and then at some point into that realized we can't do it, so we'll have to fake it instead?
No, I think that they staged it from the very beginning, because they published the astronauts as national heroes long before the launch of the rockets, you know. So they were national heroes with home stories in the magazines, in the television. And they didn't get the risk to send these people in real-time observation by all the people of the world to the moon. This was impossible. Just imagine that the man in the moon would be a dead American astronaut. That's unthinkable. And there was no other option than to stage the whole thing.
So that would mean then that the White House knew it was a fake, and people in political circles might have known it was a fake.
I don't think that it's necessary, for example, that the president knows what happened there. You see, they have the politics of need to know there in such operations. Everyone does only know what he really needs to know, and this means also this is valid also for politicians.
Have you spoken to anybody who's told you that they were involved in the cover-up?
Spoken to anybody? You mean from NASA?
Yeah, NASA or anyone from the Secret Services or anything like that.
The very first man who alleged that this was a staging or a fakery was involved in NASA projects. He was named Bill Kaysing. He made the very first book in the 70s of the last century. And he was, I think, with Rocketdyne, a contractor of NASA, and he had also very serious doubts about the moon landings.
And have people been in space, or has all of that been faked?
No, I think that there are people in space, but you must distinguish very, very carefully between different levels in orbit, you know. So all the manned missions were all the time only performed in the so-called low Earth orbit. That means 400 kilometers above Earth. And above that, you have no protection by the magnetic field of the Earth, and there it's getting very dangerous through the space radiation. So the Apollo missions are allegedly the only exception where man left this protection shield by the magnetic field of the Earth, and where men getting into space deeper than 400 kilometers. And this is very interesting and suspicious, because they never made this again.
And as I'm sure you know, the Americans have said that they'd like to send a manned mission to Mars now. Does that mean that they really don't know how to do it, and they're going to have to fake it all over again?
Yes, of course, because a Mars mission is much more complicated and much more difficult than a moon mission. And all what I have said about the moon mission is valid 10 times for a Mars mission. And I think the planning of a Mars mission only means to try to use more funding for a mission which will start only on papers or in studies.
All right, so they won't ever even try to go to Mars.
I think not in the next 50 or 100 years.
It would be harder to fake it in this day and age anyway, I would think. It would be harder to keep it quiet.
I think it's harder to fake it now because of my work, but also of the work of colleagues who do research on that subject, who observe NASA photographs, NASA material, who analyze this NASA material. I think it's getting more difficult to fake a Mars mission in the future.
Now, and obviously the allegations that you're making and people who have the same beliefs as you are making are devastating towards NASA and the United States. Have there been any attempts made to shut you up?
Yes, of course. There are such attempts, fortunately only with words, you know, in the internet, with slandering and so on. This is not very nice, as you can imagine, but these attempts are there. They try to slander me in articles, in internet internet websites and so on. And yeah, there's obvious much work to try to keep us quiet.
Slander you in what ways, Gerhard?
Yes, that I'm a conspiracy theorist, for example. This is a very common expression. But 20 or 30 years ago, journalists like me, and I'm a journalist since 30 years here in Germany, journalists or journalism like this was called background journalism, you know. And it's a very new development that suddenly this sort of background journalism is called conspiracy theory. So here you can see that this sort of background journalism is not very welcome anymore.
Well, of course, people can read your book and make up their own minds. The name of Gerhard's book is One Small Step, The Great Moon Hoax and the Race to Dominate the Earth. Gerhard with Newski, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Sean. Bye-bye.